morning and welcome back to the second part of the two-part series diving into visual arguments. Today we're going to, as promised, go into the handgun ad that I found online. This handgun ad is quite inspiring. I know you guys can't see it unless you are on the WordPress page where I originally posted these podcasts to, but I'll describe it the best I can so that we can all follow along and have an understanding. The background of the poster is a white off-tan, a very faint color, just trying to really bring out the most contrast as possible. Your eyes are immediately drawn to the lower half of the page, where a six-shooter revolver that is red and white striped, and then the handle is blue with white stars. So it has the American flag look on this handgun. The top of the poster reads, "Last year, comma, handguns killed 48 people in Japan, 8 in Great Britain, 34 in Switzerland, 52 in Canada, 58 in Israel, 21 in Sweden, 42 in West Germany, 10,728 in the United States." Then it enters down a few, and right above the American flag pistol reads, "God bless America." Then at the bottom, underneath the pistol, in tiny print, says, "The pen is mightier than the gun. Write Handgun Control Inc. now," and gives you the Washington, D.C. address for writing to the Handgun Control Incorporated. And then underneath the pistol, also in bold letters that you can see easily, says, "Stop handguns before they stop you." So I'm going to let you guys just kind of pause and simmer on that image. Maybe go back and replay what I just said so you can get a real appreciation for what that poster is saying. A quick recap from what we covered last time was that a visual argument is really made into four major parts. You have the premise or the background from where that argument is coming. Those are like everyday knowledge, typical things that every person would know. Then you have the warrant, which is a sign, a generalization, a cause, an analogy, something that kind of connects that argument to everyday life. Then you have the inference, which, based off the premises that were around that argument, the warrants that are able to support and bring other people around that argument, now everyone is starting to think in terms of what their opinions are. They start making their own inferences, which allow them to base their previous knowledge that they have to what they are now seeing from your ad and from your visual argument. They kind of bring those together. And as they bring those together, they move into the fourth part, which is the conclusion of the ad, the hard-hitting part of the ad that really calls the viewer into action or pulls them up and tells them, you know, listen, we really need to make a societal change. But enough of the overview. Hopefully you guys were able to go back and re-listen to my description of the handgun poster that we're going to be talking about, the poster ad. If you don't understand the description that I just gave you, please go to WordPress.com where I first loaded these podcasts. Diving into this ad and the premises that are surrounding handguns and why this ad came about. For me personally, the four premises that I could come up with were that everyone knows handguns kill people. So the "stop handguns before they stop you" quote at the bottom of the page is almost slapping you in the face with the fact that handguns are only meant for close quarters or short range firing. They're not a long range rifle. They're not going to be able to be used to hunt an elk or a bear, possibly a small game, but really handguns are for self-defense. The American flag handgun is the premise that also links with the "God bless America" sarcastic bold print right above that American flag handgun that highlights and makes it impossible for you to ignore the fact that all these other countries that have the same technologies as the U.S. have far, far less handgun deaths by a magnitude of 10,000. It's absurd. The third premise that I have is handguns are not useful for anything but killing, which seems like a trivial fact because guns are made to kill. A gun's not going to do anything but kill something. But handguns are not useful for anything but killing is the trivial fact that really draws attention to these numbers and the American flag handgun, and the whole stop handguns before they stop you is because you're not going to use a handgun to open the safe in your house as if it's a crowbar. It's not a multi-purpose tool. It has one purpose. The fourth premise goes back to the wild, wild West and the cowboys and that rich American culture that we inherently will not let go of. Because we came and we pioneered the frontier that overtook this land and we colonized and brought it up to what it is today, we have this deep-rooted sense of Americanism or being an American that leads us to believe that we need these wild, wild West handguns to keep that kind of spirit alive. After we've done identifying the premise of the handguns, we're going to move to the warrant, which is the sign, the generalization, or the cause and effect that brings people into the argument a little bit deeper. So the warrants here, the sign of all these deaths are from handguns. Whether they were 38 or 10,000 or anything, they were all from handguns. So you just look at those numbers for Japan, Israel, Canada, and then the big one, the U.S., and you just say, wow, if there were no handguns, those people would still be alive. That's your initial gut reaction. Now, obviously, someone can come and argue that someone who really wants to kill someone is going to find a way, whether it's a handgun or a homemade explosive or knife or a made-up shiv like they have in jail. But just from the face value of the ad is, wow, the sign here says all of these are preventable deaths if they didn't have handguns. So the second warrant here is a generalization citing the specific countries and their death by handgun numbers shows that a higher support for handguns and a higher support for guns in general leads to a higher murder rate, thus backing up their claim in this ad that handguns are no longer needed or good for society. The third warrant is a cause and effect warrant. And the cause and effect here is that we have this Americanized belief that handguns and guns and everything is what made us America from the Wild Wild West and the settling days. And that rich sense of history and pride based on handguns and guns means that we have a much higher death toll from handguns than almost any other country by a magnitude of 10,000. Everyone else was under 100. The third part of the visual argument is moving into the inferences. What does this move you to believe? What does this start churning in your gut? And honestly, the stop handguns before they stop you kind of brings in that personal element. A little bit of a scare tactic on the ad side. They're really trying to make people think like, that could have been my life. I could have been one of those 10,000 that was killed in the U.S. and kind of make people a little more apt to be self-defensive. People don't seem to care as much if it's happening halfway around the world or if it's happening four states over, but when it's happening in their neighborhood, their backyard, or it could even be them or someone they care about, it becomes much more real, much more personable. So that's bringing you in for the inference there that this is a big problem and it is closer to home than we want to believe. And that rolls so smoothly into its conclusion of this ad. I feel like this ad did a great job of just building up and building on top of this momentum that it had since the start. It comes right at you with the American flag styled handgun, grabs your eye. You read through the stats and you're blown away by the fact that America is 10,000 plus more kills from handguns alone than any other country listed on this poster. Then it slaps that God bless America sarcasm right above the pistol. And then it ends it with stop handguns before they stop you. And that is honestly the all wrapped up conclusion, saying that you have the power to stop these handguns before they come and stop you. And by stop you, they mean kill you. And they don't have to say that because they know that the intelligent humans reading this ad are going to already be following the premises, the warrants, and the inferences and going right to that spot. So they know that they've got you totally captivated by their ad. Again, guys, thank you so much for sticking with me for this two-part series diving into visual arguments. This has been a great time. My name is Mike McCarroll, here from RIT Recording Studio. I hope I was able to teach you some things about visual arguments, and I hope you had fun. Thank you, and goodbye.